Welcome, everyone, to episode 10 of Around the Controller. I am your host, David, and usually in this bi-weekly gaming podcast, we start, we go around, we do what we've been playing. We had internet problems, so that's not happening this week. We're skipping ahead. We're just going to do the topic of the show after some introductions. So joining me is our magnanimous leader, Zach.
Hola. That's all I got.
Okay, that was very different from the first take.
Just trying to be fast.
Gotta go fast.
We've got our only legal counsel, Pridge.
Hello.
And we've got the owner of the Around the Monitor Studios and the other keeper of the spreadsheet, Chris.
That joke got cut. Moving on.
I leave spoiler alert. Shitty jokes usually.
No, I just thought it'd be funny if you introduced me. Cut. That got cut. Moving on.
Will we cut all this? Maybe. All right.
You decide.
Real quick. What we did play, we played Super Mario 3D All-Stars like most of us. It was pretty cool. Pridge played some games. They were cool. Chris played Hades. That was also cool. I played some short games. They were great. All right. Moving on. Topic of the show. Roasting each other's top 10 favorite games.
Let's go.
So what we're doing for this, from the looks of it, since I'm not actually running the spreadsheet this time, we're gonna go from bottom up on our spreadsheet our lists and roast each other's games. They might be games we like. We're still gonna roast them anyway, because why not? You know, it's like being a weeb, man. You know anime the best, so you can roast weebs the most. That's how this list is going
to
work.
Sure, that thing you said makes sense to me.
I hate, therefore I am, as Descartes.
Okay, hold on. Exactly. I have a question about how this is working. So, like, is Zach dumping his 10 through 6 right now and we're roasting that? Or are we all dumping our 10 through 6 and then just going at it?
Let's have some structure. So, Zach, put up your 10 through 6,
okay,
and then we'll just roast.
Oh, boy.
Give us some intro here. I'm sorry you're first, but you wrote yourself first on the spreadsheet. So
hey, you know
yourself.
What? You're totally right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I played myself. Number 10, we're coming in. Last year's game of the year for me, Outer Wilds. Such an incredibly unique game. I don't think... David, you have played this. I was going to say, nobody else here has played this, so it stands. Cannot be defeated. Number 9, Castlevania. Can I still say Castlevania? Symphony of the Night. It's not going to fit on the list. That's okay. It'll get fixed eventually. Probably my favorite Metroidvania. Even more so than Super Metroid. It's kind of spoilers. It's just perfect. And it, to me, honestly, maybe next to Chrono Trigger is the game that I consider most perfect. It's infinitely... It feels so freaking good to come back to. Just a slam jam. Thank you, man. Number 8, Metal Gear Solid 3.
Wow, that is way lower than I expected it to be on your list.
Yep.
Please write MGS so it fits. Thank you.
Number 7, God of War 2018.
What? Okay.
It's just, it's...
God War!
God War.
God War.
God War. God War.
that's half of the animes out there, right? And number 6 on my list, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Good man.
I was going to go with another Zelda, because I always say that Ocarina of Time is not even in like my top 3 favorite Zeldas. But when thinking back on this, it is the one that is most infinitely returnable to. Again, I keep playing so many... freaking randomizers for
randomizers,
this game. It's just I know that world so much, and it is such a comfort, and Koji Kondo's soundtrack is such a masterpiece to me that I love everything about it. And that's all I got.
All right, who wants to fucking tear this shit up first?
Fucking Outer Wild is number 10, you recency bias motherfucker.
If that's the best you got, you're gonna have to try harder.
I'm just gonna say, you will have forgotten about that game in 2 fucking years. And when I tell you, and in two years, we're in the Around the Monitor office, and I'm like, remember when you put Outer Wilds as your top 10 game of all time? You're gonna go, which one is that? Is that the one with the spaceship, or the one that's also in space?
Is that the space one?
And you know what? Either way, I'll be right.
No, because Outer Worlds is not a top 10 for anyone. It's a fine game.
No, your fucking list so far has the amount of direction as Outer Wilds, which is none.
Damn.
There's no direction in Outer Wilds. Where do you go? What do you do?
Castlevania Symphony of the Night? Boring. It's
where
basic.
Is it going?
Fuck you.
Castlevania. Very Metal simple.
Metal Gear Solid 3? The ladder sequence is too long.
Metal Gear Solid 3, the whole game's too long. Also, there's bees. That just brings it down a notch.
What a thrill. More like, what a shill. Am I right?
I mean, who puts bees in their game as, like, a boss? Come on.
Hideo. Also, fuck the end.
The end. Yeah. When I played that originally, I was like, what a fucking awesome boss fight. Going back to playing, I'm like, I just want to get through this boss fight.
It's a really great boss fight once.
Yeah.
I feel like
MGS3 is a really great game once.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare I be right? You're right.
I've played it more than any other MGS game.
Hey,
you know, so you played it twice? When I try and play some of those older Metal Gear Solid games, I feel like I'm the end, dying of old age.
I see you, True, have played Metal Gear Solid 2 recently. Because it aged like dog shit.
Is anybody gonna rip on me for putting God of War 2018 on there?
No, I don't think it's a top 10. At the end of the day, it's still at best it's a meteor God of War. At worst, it's a fucking Arkham Light.
I totally disagree with that.
The story is very good. The combat is incredibly boring to me. It's fine.
Oh,
it's serviceable to get me to the end of the game.
Wow.
What's the main villain in that game named? Who the fuck is he?
Balder?
No, Balder in that game.
You're referencing Balder, I think.
Yeah.
The shirtless tattooed guy.
Yeah,
that's Balder.
He's a fucking boring villain.
He is.
I'll give you that one.
He's cool the first time he shows up, and then he's cool the second time, but then you're just like, eh.
He falls off real hard.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like, real, real hard. And Ocarina of Time,
I mean, it's just like the I play video games answer.
I know,
like,
that's real vanilla there, man. That's real vanilla.
I expected to get roasted for that, and that's fine. I wanted to be cool and say Majora's Mask.
I like Ocarina of Time. No shit.
I think I like Majora's more than Ocarina.
It's what I always say, but thinking about this list, I'm like, I would go back to Ocarina more times than I would go back to Majora's.
I do. I just realized at the end of this, I want to just decide whose list sucks the most.
Yeah, I absolutely we should do that. I'm pissed.
Oh, it sucks.
I'm pissed because it's going to be me. because Chris is going to show up with 7 indie games and fucking hate on my list like a piece of shit motherfucker.
There's not 7 on here as I quickly panic and count.
There's 8.
Shit. There's not exactly 7.
I'm going to be so mad when 7. Y'all throw me under the bus for my correct opinions.
For your vanilla ass vanilla opinions of Symphony of the Night and Legend of Zelda.
I had fucking Outer Wilds on there.
Yeah, a game that I roast you for accurately because it is forgettable.
It is cool, not forgettable.
It is.
Whatever.
I know in the chat, if a list was 9 indie games in Halo 2 or 3, it would be better.
What? Okay.
I mean, Zach's list could still have Halo 2 or 3. We don't know yet, huh?
I didn't even think about that. No, I wouldn't make it on my list, but it's a fucking great game.
It's incredible. It's incredible. David, give us your numbers.
I suppose I'm next. All right. From the bottom, Mass Effect 2.
Totally fine. Totally. I mean,
I actually didn't think about that. That's a decent pick.
If I had played more of that game.
I'll roast you guys on that later.
Yeah, I mean, I got bits.
My number 9, torn between this and the third entrance, but it's Metal Gear Solid.
Just one. Okay.
The nostalgia boner is strong with this one.
Oh, just wait. Number 8 on my list, which will not make an appearance on anyone else's list, I guarantee it, Battlefield 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, sorry. Which... What?
Number 2, not Roman numerals.
Oh.
Rusty says, number 1, Pong. Yeah, I'm a gamer.
I'm sorry. Okay. Wow.
Okay, so just a quick explanation of that. Battlefield 2 is a quick explanation of that. You have bad taste.
You put 7 and 6 up there, and you can defend yourself after we roast
you. Okay, okay, that's fine, that's fine. Number 7, The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Ooh.
That's fine.
Game's too short.
That's all I got. I don't know, man.
What do you want? It's a good game. Fuck off.
And at number 6, Super Mario World.
Ah, oh, that's fine.
Now that is a fucking video game as a vanilla answer.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that.
That doesn't make it any less correct.
Pridge, you
I
have
feel like everyone has at least played a little bit of the other games, so for Battlefield 2, just real quick.
Go ahead.
It is the best multiplayer experience shooter I have ever played. And have, like, in my life, don't expect anyone to be.
So you've never played Halo 2 or 3?
Yeah.
I have played Halo 2 or 3. Battlefield 2 was more fun. Hands down. Hands down, Battlefield 2 was more fun. It straddled arcade and realistic shooter the best out of any game. Now go for it.
You know it's a fucking subjective fucking top 10 list when a fucking when a first person shooter that isn't a heavy like story based FPS makes it on there. You fucking kidding me? Battlefield 2. If you put a gun to my fucking head, I can't tell you the story of Battlefield 2. And I played that game multiple times.
If you put a gun to
there
my
was
head,
no
if,
single
if,
player
if you
campaign
showed
in that
me,
game.
If you showed me
there, see, you have a purely multiplayer game. That's like saying League of Legends is in my top 10.
If you put up 10 different screens, if you put up 2 different screens that had first-person shooter gameplay and one of them was Battlefield 2, I probably couldn't tell you which one it was. That's how little I care or
if you put Battlefield 2 and like Medal of Honor Big Red 1 or something, I fucking no chance.
Medal of Honor Rising Sun.
Seriously, I you know what? I wouldn't know the answer. I'm not even joking. That's a damn good point.
You would, because Battlefield 2 is in modern times, so you would be on
top. But when did it come out? What generation? I have no concept for that.
It was only PC, that's why.
At least put Bad Company up there.
A PC only shooter? Get the fuck out of here. This guy's a nerd.
Seriously, when did Battlefield 2 actually come out? Literally this
2004?
2005.
Ridiculous.
That was close. 2005.
This might as well
be
fucking Doom. Are you kidding me?
If you put this and Call of Duty 4 up on the screen, I could not tell you which one is which.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
I'll take that
one.
I'll take that's fair. If you haven't played it, yeah, that's fair.
Pridge, I believe you had dunks for Mass Effect 2. If not, I do.
All right, man. First off, none of the Mass Effect games are that good. Got to be entirely honest. They're not bad, but none of them are that good. The biggest problem with 2 is it decided to be less of an RPG and more of a shooter. And it just made the gameplay, like, that wasn't amazing in 1 even less enjoyable in 2. Also, it's one of the most, like, bland morality systems ever, because the game really only punishes you if you go, like, for going renegade. So there's really no, like, actual choice or enjoyment. You either, like, handicap yourself and get nothing good, or you have to go paragon. So it's, like, janky gameplay, janky morality system. But I guess you can bone aliens. So I mean,
only if you go paragon though. You can only get bone one alien if you go renegade.
Damn it, game's shit.
I mean, that's automatically top 10 though, right? Bone alien.
You can't bone so many characters if you go renegade, which is like why I'm playing Mass Effect. I'm playing to bone down. Mass Effect 2 sucks. It's the best Mass Effect game. It's the best Mass Effect game by far. The problem is 1 is not a good game. It's just by age. It's fine when it came out. It aged terribly, and it aged so badly that you can't really even import your character into Mass Effect 2 because they added a fucking second gender, because you had to be a male in the first one. And then you get to import your character in Mass Effect 3, which is a dumpster fire.
Yep.
So Mass Effect 2 is a singular experience that happens to also be a sequel, which has a fucking threequel after it, but the other two parts aren't worth playing, so you're playing this one singular game, which has a shitty final, like, level and boss fight.
That's a... Wait, did people not like the end to 2? I thought people liked the end to 2.
I mean, it's fine. No, like, the plot-wise, it's fine, but the actual, like... physical doing of it is very boring.
Oh, that's fair.
The boss fight was pretty boring.
I mean, Rusty rushed it pretty hard. He does call it Ass Effect, so I think...
Oh, that's accurate. That's an accurate representation of that game. It's Ass Effect.
It's Miranda.
What's her name?
Miranda.
Miranda. Miranda with the black and
white
suit.
Listen, I haven't played Mass Effect 2, and I know Miranda.
Trolling around that Rule 34 shit. How's that?
You know, I'm literally just watching footage of the game is fine, all right?
Rusty in the chat got my fucking back. With the BF2 is a good choice, and he'll defend it.
He also did say that 2142
it doesn't have single player.
He does say that 2142 is better, though.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to have single player to be a top 10 game all the time.
2142 does kick ass.
All right, Pridge.
2142 is good. I will take that.
Pridge, give us your 10 through 6.
Wait, we haven't done dunking on him yet? We don't want to dunk on Link to the Past and Super Mario World. We get it. You're 30.
Hey, I got 2 months left. Two whole months.
Oh my god!
We get it. You're 29 in 10 months.
Damn.
The Metal Gear Solid one really, really, really reeks of nostalgia boner because it's just like, yes, I enjoy Hideo Kojima video game.
Wow. Even Hayao says, "Holy fuck." Yeah, that was sad. Listen,
took the fucking gloves off.
You want to say that last night I was too mean to Arcade Fan.
It's also not even like I'm that much younger. I'm 27.
Yeah, it was just a really...
I used to be the young boy, and then we got Ian, that motherfucker.
It was such a hard read that it was a very good burn. Yeah, fucking especially if you're playing on PC in 2004, like, get out of here.
I played it. That's like. My opinion. 2 years after it came out.
I was playing on PC in 2004.
But, like, were you playing on a good PC in 2004?
I don't know, probably not.
I was playing modded StarCraft 2.
I was also playing StarCraft 2.
I was playing Battlefield 2 in online ladders at 10 FPS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't playing on a good computer.
No, we were not playing StarCraft 2 in 2005. We were playing Brood War.
That's what I meant.
Playing Empire Earth, not a bad RTS, but an RTS that nobody remembers.
Empire Earth was good, dude.
Yeah.
I love Empire Earth.
Actually, I was playing RuneScape.
Rest in peace, Sierra Entertainment.
Yeah, RIP to them, for sure.
Oh, yeah, fuck Sierra. I forgot about Sierra.
Pridge, your time has come.
All right, let's roll this. All right, so the best part is when he said Battlefield 2 and Fish is like, you can put a multiplayer game on there.
I looked at you, I saw you made a face, and I was like, I pretty got some bullshit.
Sorry. League of Legends.
No.
Just gonna fucking say it.
God. Bad taste.
These aren't in any order, but number 9, The World Ends With You.
Oh,
I'm just gonna write Twilly.
You're gonna fucking get it.
next I'm gonna put Tales of the Abyss.
Yeah, you're gonna
I straight up
get
will
it.
Not roast you for that. I'm not doing it.
Don't worry, I'll do it up for both of you.
Then I'm gonna throw Final Fantasy Tactics Advance.
Oh,
I don't know if I can roast him for it. It's such a good game. It's such a fucking good game.
And then for 6, I will put a roguelike, Enter the Gungeon.
Hey, I can't roast.
That's a very interesting pick, actually.
I'm not gonna roast it.
Absolutely god tier roguelike.
I agree with you on that.
Enter the Gungeon. Let's just fucking take a game that's been done 30 times before, make some guns that look like bullets, and shoot the guns. Cool. Done with the game.
That's bad.
Every roguelike ever, they're all just the same fucking game over and over again.
It's not
with
even
almost
true.
Always the same mechanics.
Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. It's pretty good.
It's good. It also has a generic ass storyline. Oh, I got sucked into a fucking book.
Oh, the story is so ass. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sucked into a book. I'm in a new world.
I will roast the story on that game. It's a fucking isekai anime.
Oh shit,
it's a really poorly done isekai. And also, I played that on like the subway back when I was working in Manhattan before the Corona times. And oh my god, the tutorial for that game is so fucking bad.
It is so bad. I played it 7 times.
It is eternal.
And it sucks.
Get like, snowballed.
It is so fucking
the snowball
long.
Fight. Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. I didn't even remember the snowball fight. That is absolute hyper-ass.
And then after the snowball fight, there's like fucking 5 more battles where they still tutorial you. It's awful.
Rusty.
Enter the Gungeon is a meme roguelike. It's a very good roguelike, but I don't have much to say there. Tales of the fucking Abyss. Listen here, you motherfuckers. Look, I famously not a big fan of the Tales games. We've gone on the whole time. I like Symphonia. Tales of the Abyss. I had to Google it to remember which one this was, and all of these motherfucking images are the most generic anime-ass bullshit that I can't even tell what the fuck is a screenshot and what the fuck is a DeviantArt image.
Damn.
I mean, and also, all horny all the time, and it's all unfathomably horny towards the weird lolly characters. That's all I got to say
about
that
anime.
Shit.
That's the deviant art then.
I was going to say, I don't think
that's
this
not
Abyss,
the game. That's
does
the
Abyss have
art?
A lolly character?
Oh, I just realized I can't open a new tab on this browser.
You can't. I was going to say something. People were talking.
I'm gonna hesitantly say I think so.
I think Abyss is one of the only ones that doesn't.
No, Abyss does.
I'm dropping a link in the ATC chat. It has
definitely
two.
Does. It definitely
two.
Does. The one on the left's not a girl.
Of course not.
Hiyo does say in the chat, being horny is not a crime, but...
being horny for little girls is a crime.
There we go,
that
we got him.
The one on the left is not a girl.
I'm gonna sit back off Tales of the Abyss for now, because
say about Tales of the Abyss, it has a fucking element called phonons that are sound elements.
More like phone ins, am I right? Because they phone that shit in. You know what I'm
phonons.
That's the only my only complaint for that game is phonons. What the fuck?
That's so dumb. The world ends,
the world
with,
ends
you.
With you, though.
This game, it's been ported to non-consoles, and they got rid of the one mechanic that made it a unique RPG, the two-screen fact. Like, and to be honest with you, the reason I didn't complete that game was because I hated the combat, and that's half the game, folks. The art style's cool. The characters are very cool. But
no, see, there is only one real roast for this game.
Okay.
It uses the dual screens.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It uses the dual screen.
Yes. The combat is not great.
I mean, just having to have your hand holding the four face buttons and the other hand using your stylus and going, because you got to tap really fast to use one of your pins or buttons or whatever the hell they're called. And meanwhile, you're trying to do math on the top screen. You're fucking dying because you forgot what 2 + 4 was. Aw, shit. Restart. Boss killed you. Didn't even find out what's going on with Beat. His kid brother got killed. Whoops.
Should we even talk about League of Legends? Like, I feel
everyone just knows. No. We don't get to have Tui up there and have me not talk about the fucking Tetsuya Nomura zone. Is what happens when it. you let Nomura go full Nomura, and you get a dumb game mechanic, the fucking stupid ass dual screen bullshit. You get admittedly a cool art style, but you get dog shit character design where everyone's in these fucking baggy ass pants, fucking belts galore. The blonde guy's character design is fine. Dog shit fucking female main protagonist fucking thing where she's just like a sexualized child. Jesus Christ, Nomura. Fucking Skullboy, who is generic character number 2 out of the video zone, and just an overall game design that has you looking back and forth as if Nomura is intent on giving me a fucking migraine, because he is. Also, the fucking goddamn this game didn't sell great. It didn't sell that bad either. I actually think that the whole sales thing is always brought up with this game. It didn't sell that fucking bad. Whatever. But it sold poor enough that Square Enix didn't want to dump more of it. But this motherfucker had to be like, you guys don't want more Twooie? Fuck you. I'm putting it in Kingdom Hearts. You can't escape, you fucking cowards. Fight me. Ridiculous. Unbelievable. Game's not even that good. Fucking... And Zach hit the nail on the head. This the dual screen system is so fucking bad in this game that in every re-release and every version of this game, they took it out, and that's the main mechanic of the game.
Yep.
League of Legends is fucking malware.
League of Legends is malware that is as balanced as our courts will be prior to the election.
Hey,
this year.
Got him, folks.
I can't actually. Which can't is tell to say, I actually can't tell if that's more insulting towards League or the courts.
It's a tough, tough pick.
It's both.
Rusty called said League of Legends is Nickelodeon Dota, which is a very is good.
No, that's definitely Heroes of the Storm. That is 100% Heroes of the Storm.
That's true. Actually,
10 years ago, I started playing League of Legends when it was in beta. It was a buggy, shitty, unbalanced mess. Yesterday, I played a buggy, shitty, unbalanced mess called League of Legends, made by a small indie company.
Jeez, Pete's.
My only roast for you is that at the time of recording this, and this will be fucking long since outdated if you watch this back, but they just released Samira, and they had to nerf that character the day after they released her because they are so fucking incompetent. No one has ever truly enjoyed League of Legends. We're all just addicted to it.
Yeah,
moving on.
I think that's a good way of wording
it. Crisis. League of Legends is the opioid crisis.
Chris, let's roast you now.
Oh, it's time for my comeuppance, I see.
Jesus, I can't even...
Number 10, Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, really, what do you want from me? Number 9, Street Fighter, Third Strike.
Of course.
Just write Street Fighter 3, it'll fit better.
Okay.
There you go. Number 8, Metro Last Light.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
I like that game and still kind of fuck off.
Number 7. I can count fuck off. Firewatch.
No.
It's not even the best walking sim.
No.
I just played it and no.
And number 6. Shadow of the Colossus. Yeah. Yeah, it shut you motherfuckers up, didn't it?
You're fucking wild, dude.
Here's the thing. I guess we'll start from 6 again. Shadow of the Colossus, incredibly influential and like hallmark game when it came out. Since then, we have learned that the controls to that game are fucking abysmal. Holy God. You have to Falcon grip the goddamn PlayStation 2 to the point that you get carpal tunnel playing a console game. It just...
That just adds to how unique the game is.
And you know
the
what?
The controls were bad.
That's a real thing the Famitsu review said of the remake.
You know why they named the horse Aggro? Because I got fucking aggro while playing this goddamn game.
Aggro.
You got aggro?
I mean, like, aggravated.
Oh, okay.
If anybody else has a Shadow of the Colossus rip to fucking segue from that garbage...
It doesn't have a story. It just doesn't. It's not there. It doesn't exist.
I can give you the story real quick. A horny guy really, really wants to fuck.
Really
his girlfriend.
Wants to fuck.
Or his sister. We don't actually know.
I thought it was confirmed that it was not his sister.
It might have been confirmed outside of the game in an interview, which is where they had to give all the fucking story for this game.
It's fine. You don't need a story. It's time to go kill the fucking Monstars.
You gotta kill the Monstars that are all just the same fight over and over again for 16 or 18 times.
These Monstars are about 3,000 yards away from each other, so once I kill one, I gotta sit there and call my horse over and take about a 15-minute stroll
to
find
to
this fucker.
And you get to listen to the bitchin' soundtrack while you do it.
I'll be honest with
you. Also, you motherfuckers are about to rip me for Firewatch not having gameplay. I know what's going on here. Shadow of the Colossus is pure uncut gameplay. So I don't want to fucking hear it. They
That's
bounced it out
two.
In my balls. Shit,
shut the
me.
Fuck up. Firewatch.
Get your fucking comeuppance, you piece of shit.
Firewatch is a fine game. It's not even the best walking sim. Like, that's all I can say on that one. Like,
Firewatch is entirely enjoyable. The performance of the two actors in there that matter is great. It's fine. There's a fire. You watch it. Game's over.
It's one of the best video game observations of grief ever, but that's fine.
I would not say grief so much as escapism, but, you know.
It's all about survivor's guilt.
It's about escapism, my dude.
I do not agree.
It's entirely about escapism.
No, it's about... we can talk about this off air. That's not going to be interesting for anyone to listen to.
Metro Last...
But, like, you literally just walk around, and, like, you talk on a radio. Is it good? Yeah. Is it a top 10 game of all time? Fuck no.
It's great pacing.
Question, do your like, dialogue choices actually matter in that game?
No.
In the realm of you get different dialogue...
Okay, then fuck you.
In the realm of does the game at the end change? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it does not.
Whatever. Metro Last Light. Has anybody actually played the Metro games? No.
I have. It's spoopy, underground, shooty. Ooh. Game's over.
The game is fantastic. Fuck you. It's amazingly paced. It's one of the best first-person shooters ever made.
That's
false.
Was this the one that came out?
No, that's not false.
Was this the one that came out this gen?
No, that's Exodus.
Okay, Last Light was the one that I think Exodus I actually started playing on, because it was on PlayStation Plus at one point. I literally got 15 minutes into the game and put it down, because I was like, oh, this is kind of generic. I don't really care about it.
Do you want to listen to a bunch of people yell Artyom in a tunnel? Metro's like a fucking game for you.
the villains are great. The fucking ending's cool as shit. Fuck off.
I don't even remember the villains in Last Light. Are they the shadow people from the first game?
No.
Rusty, that's how memorable Last Light is.
Rusty in the chat says, Chris, explain why you like Metro more than Stalker.
The story is more well paced, and unfortunately, I actually get Metro games. Stalker's a dead franchise.
I mean,
and yes,
Metro's
I'm well aware. No, he's writing more. But it's not about
You can write more and it might not come to a game.
Do you know how much those fucking games sell? They're absolutely going to make more.
We'll see. They got bought. We'll see.
That's true. But they got but Russia likes that money.
They're not even in Russia.
But the games sell super crazy in Russia.
Street Fighter Third Strike.
Look, there's no fighting game in existence that deserves to be on anyone's top 10. Let's
got him. Fucking got him.
That's a very good point.
It's
we can move on
to who
from
I
that.
Am as a person. Fuck you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh,
but
it's about just as important to you as you are to the world. Good.
Damn. Wow. That was genuinely mean.
I'll have you know I work for a gambling company. Wait, shit, hang on.
Yeah.
All right.
Fallout
New Vegas. You know what's interesting about this list?
Hmm.
Firewatch actually does not have the least amount of gameplay on his list. It's Fallout New Vegas that actually has the least amount of gameplay. Like, welcome to the world's worst open world shooter ever, where the only thing they did to give it any variety was give you the ability to pause the game. Like, literally, it's the world's most boring shooter, except occasionally you can pause the game to take a free shot and then go back to playing the world's most boring shooter.
See, Pridge, I don't agree with you. I think it's the world's most exciting inventory management game, which
ooh,
is to say not
true.
Exciting at all.
Actually, that's Moonlighter.
I was going to say that's Diablo 2, but...
That's a better dig.
No, the amount of inventory they give, like, shit they give you in this game, just utter shit. It's not even like Fallout 4 where, like, your shit you can craft into stuff that matters. No, they give you bullet pieces that just eat up all of your carrying capacity. They give you literal shit that eats up all of your carrying capacity. They give you all these cool guns that you can't carry, nor can you carry the bullets to. And there's
also
some good dialogue. That's it.
Also, from the guy who can't stand Breath of the Wild's weapon durability system, you have New Vegas, which has an almost as garbage armor durability system. So, bullshit.
I don't remember having any of these problems playing New Vegas.
Checkmate.
The repairing thing I get. Repairing is kind of a pain in the ass in that game. The over-encumbered problem, I do not get at all.
You probably just opened up the console and turned it off. The only good thing Fallout games are for is having a console.
Damn.
You just turn all
man,
the shitty parts
man,
of the game off.
That's I don't agree. But man, the modding in this game because of that console, oof.
That's what, yeah, Rusty says that he wouldn't play
since
the
since we are
vanilla.
Talking about real quick, since we were talking about the lack of a morality system in Mass Effect 2, let's look at Fallout fucking New Vegas. You can choose the Rangers or a literal fucking Roman Emperor Nazi guy who just likes killing people.
You can also choose no one or general oligarchy or some robot dude.
You can choose the absolute like anarchy route. You can choose the fucking you're in charge route. There's five total endings. So your argument NCR.
I mean,
Caesar's Legion.
Caesar's Legion's bad. Mr. House is bad.
Mr. House actually wins.
No gods. Mr. House wins. Mr. House wins, but you take his place.
That's the same ending. That's the same ending. Essentially, it's both.
No,
the
it's
Mr.
not.
House.
I guess.
Mr. House route.
I see your point.
Yeah, it's DLC
in that game also. Absolutely fucking fantastic.
No.
I'll calm down for a second. God, the DLCs in that game are so cool.
Except for the one, and you all know which one I'm talking about.
I didn't play any of the
DLC. I think they're all four really cool.
Is it the one that gives you more guns to carry? Because that one was kind of rough.
No, it's the one that gives you no guns to carry.
Really quick. I don't
remember which one that is.
It's the one in the fucking underground casino.
I don't remember that DLC.
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, the Sierra Madre?
The Sierra Madre.
Before we go on and give each of us gives our final top five, just where we are right now, whose list do we all dislike the most?
Yours by
Chris's.
Far.
Chris's for
what?
Me. It's Chris's for me.
It's Chris's for me.
You've got three games I 100% disagree with. One I could literally not give a shit about. It's a fighting game. And then one that's arguable.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Rusty, but Rusty said he can't trash my list, so I got that going for me.
He said he can't trash... Oh, no, he said list number four.
I assume list four is
Rusty,
four
Rusty
list.
Says Bridge's oh. list is the worst.
Also, fuck you guys. Bridge's
oh, wait,
League of Legends, Tui,
yeah,
and fucking
Enter the Dungeon I'm not gonna lie. How is mine not the worst?
I was gonna... Mm. As soon as, like, I looked back to Bridge, I was like, well, it might be Bridge.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
See, but Bridge has two I'm okay with, whereas Chris has one.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. That's exactly.
Wait, hold on,
Pridge's ones that don't belong on the list, 100% definitely don't fucking belong anywhere near the list.
Whereas Chris's are still good games. Shadow of the Colossus is the one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Shadow of the Colossus.
None of us are that depraved.
Yeah.
I was like, no one's gonna defend Firewatch but me, okay. Right? I just gotta make sure.
No, the closest one from, like, the iffy one for me is Fallout. And then Shadow.
I ordered that wrong. Shadow and then Fallout.
I know you like the Metro series, and I really haven't played much of them, but I just do not get...
They're good.
...that people like... I've just never...
It's the same... Like, honestly, it's the same thing as, like, people that really, really, really like the Wolfenstein remake. It's just some of us have. I think it's a thing like what games you grew up playing. Where like you have a really soft spot for narrative driven games, or narrative driven FPSs. And I'm never getting another fucking Half-Life. So
yeah,
I think Metro like treads that line between a horror and a shooter very well.
Mm. Yeah, if you do it, it's high stress enough that I feel it
the whole time, but it's not too far over that line where I'm in a horror game.
And if you do it on the Ranger sub difficulty, which is like basically just makes it more survival horror, you're like running low on ammo all the time. Which is if you like survival horror, like I do,
yeah,
you'll enjoy that. If you don't, you'll hate that.
All right,
Zach.
Okay,
hook us up.
Are we gonna have this conversation right now? Because I'm dropping Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Oh, you put two Zeldas in here,
yeah,
and one of them's Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Christ.
I'll just keep going.
We're gonna have fucking fisticuffs
in
a second.
Yeah, that's fine. Number four.
Also, whatever.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
You're wild.
I can't believe you think that's better than MGS3.
I do.
I cannot 100%
do. I 100%
believe it.
The game is so good. Number three.
Is this list about to flip? Probably.
Metroid Prime.
You're insane.
That's so good.
You're actually crazy.
Number two, BioShock. Number one, Chrono Trigger. We've talked about this. I love that game.
Yeah, all of our number ones should generally not be a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing: he put Chrono Trigger in his number one slot. What do you fucking want from me? It's one of the most important RPGs of all time.
It's so fucking good.
It's a very good game. The soundtrack kicks ass. That being said, fuck you.
I will say one thing: they made it fucking annoying to fight in that game. As soon as you get like the more powered up you get, the more of a pain in the ass fighting is. Cause all the combo like. All of the attacks just go into a fucking list.
Yes,
all of your combo attacks just go into a fucking list. Like combination attack spells, they're all just one goddamn list in a turn-based strategy.
And you're basically racing the clock to select your ability.
And it's time-based. If it wasn't time-based, I wouldn't give a shit.
I mean, that's fucking Final Fantasy VII Remake. Let's be clear.
I mean, the Final Fantasy VII Remake is actually a smooth way of doing that system.
Yeah, I mean, or look at FF4 Remake, which had that too, where it was like, it's active time battle until you click into a menu and then it freezes, let you figure out your fucking bullshit.
Or you just look at Final Fantasy, any games that come after Chrono Trigger, where they do it correctly, because time freezes as soon as you go into a menu. Because they even realized that system was fucking bad when they made the game.
Also, and spoilers for a game older than Ian... Chrono's death is cool. Getting Chrono back is fucking stupid as shit.
It's a pain in the butt to do.
Also, every party member is basically useless except for Chrono. They exist
that's
to
accurate.
Support Chrono.
That's an accurate point right there.
Yeah.
And some of them are flat. Prehistoric Lady's one of the most boring characters in video games.
Isla.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's just there to...
She's
hot.
Boring. Mm-hmm. The robot's boring unless you do a really convoluted side quest.
Yeah. The robot's boring no matter what.
He's fine with the side quest.
Listen.
Pretty much all of them are very boring unless you do a bunch of shit that the game will not guide you to do at all.
And
you
even
have to just travel to random times to random places at the very end of the game in order to get those. And let's have like 20 endings that no one is going to see without a wiki.
So many of those side quests, by the way, are... fucking impossible without a fucking FAQ. Like, no goddamn way you're gonna figure half of these things out.
Move this along. You guys are spending way too much time on Chrono Trigger for some of the other games I have on here.
BioShock is just an Ayn Rand novel. Fuck off.
I mean,
and nobody likes reading, Zach.
And no one likes reading.
Wow, you fucking got me. I hate your video game choice because nobody likes reading.
Metroid Prime... Controls, that's it.
That.
Move along.
Controls. Controls suck ass.
It's like fucking MGS2? Playing GoldenEye 007 in modern times.
It's not nearly terrible. That. It has a lock-on system, at least.
It's slightly better than playing 007 GoldenEye in modern times. There, have it, Zach.
Thanks.
In Metal Gear Solid 2, Raiden is a whiny bitch the whole fucking game.
Listen,
I didn't play that one. I don't know what the fuck even happens in it.
The Raiden hate's gotta stop. Ryan's a perfectly fine character. He's a great insert.
He's a great character. He's a terrible protagonist.
But he's meant to be an insert for the player.
I don't care. Make,
no,
let,
that's
let
awful.
It, let,
but
let,
isn't Metal Gear a story-driven game?
Yes. Let it.
Don't do self and don't do like generic inserts in a story-driven game. I want to actually like watch characters.
He has a character.
Sort of.
Also, Raiden was famously almost only made to fucking as the protagonist because they were trying to get more female players.
I don't believe that to be true.
That's a true story. I will find you the article right the
Fine.
Fuck now.
Have you seen or heard Hideo Kojima talk ever? How was that even remotely surprising?
You're right.
Hey, guess who that article's by?
No.
You? Hideo Kojima.
You?
Jeff Keighley.
Yes, I got it.
Oh my god.
And there it is. Boomski. Roasted, moving on.
Chris.
You guys want me to just take this away, boys?
Yeah, just
go for it.
Let's set a timer. Hang on, let me set a timer. I need a timer for this. You need a limit.
Fine. Give me like two or 3 minutes.
Okay. Go.
You fucking Breath of the Wild and you think it's better than Ocarina of Time? Breath of the Wild has basically no fucking story. Zelda's voice actress is fucking terrible. The actual individual boss fights are not that good. The dungeons are fine. The map is un unfathomably empty. There are only a couple of things to collect. So many of those fucking temples are the exact same goddamn shit. All the combat ones are fucking dog shit. And you know what? I'm just going to fucking go right into it with the fucking durability system is so goddamned bad. It's useless. It's terrible. It doesn't even make sense in the canon of the fucking game. Also, guardians are annoying. They're not cool enemies. They're not engaging to fight. They're just a fucking annoying thing that deters you from going to a part of the map.
Wow, that was only like 50 seconds, Chris. I'm impressed.
I've refined it down to a point. Side note, why do you have LOZ all caps when you have the
ums and the actual titles? Listen, man, all right, that's the best roast you got for me for this part.
No, let's be real.
Games and can't even abbreviate them correctly.
I noticed that, and I was like, that looks really weird.
I very much enjoyed Breath of the Wild. The durability system is ass.
It's fine. It's not a top five of all time game.
No. It's not fine. The durability system is ass.
Thank you.
The durability system is absolutely terrible.
I won't fight you on that. It's not a great system.
Also, fuck you. Fuck you. You roast me for Shadow of the Colossus? Fucking Breath of the Wild has the exact same stamina system.
I didn't roast you for the stamina system.
I don't think any of us did.
Okay, never mind. Whatever.
It's also worth noting that one of the central themes of Breath of the Wild is that women shouldn't go into science.
Yes, that's true. Also, the story is a one-for-one ripoff of Bastion.
Is it though? Because you've said that before, and I don't agree with you.
You guys don't agree with me on that. It fucking is.
Maybe it's just I don't remember the fucking plot of Bastion.
I don't feel like it's one for one because you.
It's definitely not one for one.
It's not one for one. It's not at all one for one because like you don't have any choices in it. Like, and that's a key part of Bastion is having a choice at the end.
That's true. Nothing you do in Breath of the Wild actually matters to the point where you can ignore the entire fucking game and go straight to the final boss fight because there's no story present in Breath of the Wild.
What I was gonna say is nothing matters except for killing Calamity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's accurate.
I think that's 100%
accurate.
I think it's cool as shit that you can do that.
It's cool, whatever. But it does gives it a story.
Move it along. It's my turn to get fucking destroyed. I'm ready. God, this is gonna be so bad.
Oh no. We should say number ones, but we all know them, so never mind.
Yeah. Number five, Fire Emblem for me.
Like the original?
The original, I would replace it with Path of Radiance. I feel like they're pretty.
Wait, what do you mean by original? Like the first one to hit NA? Like
sorry, the first North American one. Fire Emblem.
Okay.
A 7.
Okay. Sorry. I'm a stickler on these things.
It's, yeah, I was
Fire
like,
Emblem.
It's Fire
GBA,
Emblem 7/7, Blazing Blade.
I was about to get really mad.
Fire Emblem 1 is Fire Emblem 7 in Japan?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a Final Fantasy situation.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, I know. Isn't the first Fire Emblem not even called Fire Emblem?
No, it's called Fire Emblem, I believe.
Isn't it like Shadow Dragon or some shit?
I mean, it's got a subtitle.
Oh, okay.
Number four for me, God of War 2018.
Wow! Up at number four, holy shit.
I really like that game, what can I fucking say?
It's a good game.
Number three, Beyond Good and Evil.
You piece of shit.
You all knew it was coming. You fucking knew it was coming.
I mean...
Y'all know what's... I'm pretty sure you all know what the next two are. Number two, Psychonauts. Yes.
Absolutely.
Wait. Oh, yes. I forgot. I forgot that Psychonauts isn't your number one.
Absolutely.
It's that game. It's that game I'm going to have to rip, and even though I don't feel strongly about it in any way.
And the top one is Tales of Symphonia.
Woo.
I'm just going to write Tales of Simp, because that's...
Tales of Simp.
Honestly, you can do that. That's fine.
Do you want to start in Tales of Symphonia Bridge? Because I feel like you're more familiar with it than I am.
You're more qualified.
I've played it all the way through, but it was like 12 years ago.
I don't really want to rip on that game, though.
I have a feeling Bridge might have Tales of Symphonia in his top five.
I don't. Oh. I think Abyss is like a smidgen better. Just because, maybe just solely because they have free running in it.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know what? Here's where I'm on Tales of Symphonia. The fucking fact that I can't fucking move in three directions in combat.
That's pretty fucking
annoying.
It's like
annoying. A giant fucking weight on the enjoyability of the combat. But
not by your own will, anyway.
What else do you want me to say? That game is really good.
You know what? I'll say this. My second playthrough, fucking, it's Rain is her name, right? The elven, half-elven healer chick?
The professor, yes.
Yeah. Your healer, yeah.
Fucked up her progression path. She didn't learn healing spells, so I got fucking stomped in my second playthrough, and I was like, wow, I hate this game now.
That's your fault.
No.
How did you fuck that up that bad?
No. You don't choose which abilities they learn. It's like they learn by doing certain things in combat, and for some reason she cast like attack spells instead of healing spells because I was playing better.
Does she even have attack spells?
She learned. She only learned attack spells in my second playthrough.
She only has three.
She has one at the beginning.
She has photon, can upgrade to Ray or Grand Chariot.
You also know you can set your AI to do certain things, right?
No, you can basically set them to never engage in the front lines. I'm trying to critique him right now.
I love that this went from, like, destroying Tales of Podia to destroying Zach from playing.
He said a dumb thing!
Yeah, that's fine. Listen.
Here's my take on fucking Tales of Symphonia. Look, that's the only Tales game I've ever beaten, and there's a goddamn reason. These games are okay. They're not that great.
Yeah, that's a pretty good burn.
At the end of the day, they are some weeb-ass, generic-ass fucking JRPGs. Are they above-average JRPGs? Abso-fucking-lutely. This one's pretty fucking good. The rest of them, I don't care for at all. Tales of Arise looks fucking so goddamn generic.
I'm worried about that one.
More like,
yeah, you should be.
More like Tales of Symphonia.
It's fine. The fact that you have to do so much shit to actually complete all of it turns me off from the game, and I loved long JRPGs, but oh my god, that is a case of too much content.
Yeah, agreed.
Someone rip on Psychonauts.
Psychonauts should not be anywhere near someone's top 10 list. It's a very cool game, has some great level design, interesting concepts, but it, oh my god, the freaking, the camera controls, especially on that water level right towards the end, holy guacamole. It instant like you get through a bunch of the game, you're like, wow, okay, this is cool, I like these characters, I like this cast, and then you get there and you're like, wow, I don't even want to see the ending of this game. It is soul crushing.
That punching minigame sucks absolute ass.
Yes. So, here's the thing. I said the level design is good. I would say most of the level design is good once you get inside people's heads, which is a very cool concept. Some of them are not very fun. I particularly don't remember enjoying the like 70s psychic chick who has like a weird back, like dark history.
Fun.
The writing on the ball thing bouncing kind of sucks. As like the whole level being built around that isn't very fun. I don't know. The fact that they've been trying for almost 20 years to make a fucking sequel to this game should speak volumes about the fact that...
Speaking of games taking forever
to make a sequel.
Hey! I have things to say about the sequel. There's a reason it's taken Psychonauts so long to get a sequel, but more importantly, there's a very big reason it's taken Beyond Good and Evil to get a sequel, and that's because nobody fucking cares about Beyond Good and Evil.
That's an accurate statement. I still know nothing about that game besides the fact there's someone named Jade in it.
This is off topic. Actually, it's not. But I need to send you guys a video of DJ Wheat when, like, they have a behind the scenes video of him at E3 when they announced this game finally, and it is very much how I feel.
Who's
Peggle 2?
Who's DJ Wheat?
He's like a. He's a host of like video game awards and stuff, other than Jeff Keighley.
Okay.
He does a lot of stuff for Twitch.
Okay.
A Jeff Keighley type.
I didn't know if he was an actual DJ that I should know about.
There's this subsection of people like Dave who really love Beyond Good and Evil and really care about it. I value that love and opinion of this old ass game the same way I value the love and opinion of people that really like Cameo, the Xbox classic game, and really are like really pushing for a Cameo sequel. Stop! Just what are you doing? Like this franchise is nothing.
It's not even a franchise. Thank you.
I don't even know what Cameo is, and I kind of feel like that's your point.
It was a Xbox classic game that was schmeh, and it had an announced sequel that got canned, and everyone was like, "Ah, my cameos."
Yeah, it's not great. God of War 2018. I put it on number 7 on my list. Shouldn't be number 4.
Tell you one thing. 4 is way too fucking high.
Yeah, I agree with that. I won't deny recency bias. I think the way we both feel on this game is that it doesn't do anything new that hasn't been done in other games. It just does everything very well. And I guess that's the only reason I would say it just doesn't deserve to be number four, because it's not. It's the Roman Empire of video games.
It makes me not hate traveling, so that's a different thing.
Also, the way they masked load screens can fuck off.
I mean, fucking Jedi Fallen Order in its fucking regards. Same guy.
Yeah, they did it in that game too.
God of War is only that high on your list because for one of two reasons. One is recency bias. The other is you're one of those people who fucking really is into Viking like aesthetic and like.
Oh,
has
it's not
those
that one.
That's, I know. But has those shirts that say like.
Wait, don't you make
Viking.
Mead though?
Ooh, yeah, but that has nothing to do with Vikings.
Don't you have a beard though?
Before I played this game.
Don't you have a beard?
Don't you have a son though?
No, at least I hope not.
Little Dave Jr.
Surprise, no, we brought him
funny
here.
Funny story, I did start making mead before I played God of War.
Okay.
A likely
He's
story.
He's the fucking hipster of story. Mead. Fire Emblem 7. It's not even the best Fire Emblem game to come to the West. I don't know what to tell you,
man. What's funny is it's at best the third Fire Emblem game to come to the West. And the biggest problem with that game is it doesn't let you upgrade the Lord. It doesn't let you upgrade the main character until everyone else is over-leveled.
Oh,
so you literally get a main character who's fucking worthless. Like, literally, Elowood is the worst Lord in any Fire Emblem game ever.
He's the worst Lord. It's historically accurate. The Lords are the worst.
No, but in the other games, they're really good.
Yeah, in the other games, they're good, though. He is just
this
like...
is one of the Fire Emblem games I haven't played, so my only dig on this is there are a couple of things that make Fire Emblem games good. One is the combat, which I'm assuming this one has the same combat, like the strategy stuff. That's probably in all Fire Emblem games. It's a fucking Fire Emblem game. The second is the ability to make characters fuck, and this definitely doesn't have that, so it's garbage. Get it out of here.
Actually, the two games that let you fuck aren't even that great
games. Yes, but the third thing that makes a Fire Emblem game good is being Path of Radiance, and this one also isn't that. Get it out of here.
That's
I did say when I put this one on here, you could sub it for Path of Radiance.
No, but you chose 7.
I wish you had, though. I wouldn't have roasted you as hard.
And if you did, I wouldn't have been able to take that away from you, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's all I got on this one.
I don't care. Fire Emblem is pretty okay. What do you want from me?
Pridge, give it to us.
All right. Number 5. Monster Hunter World.
No.
Yes.
Continue,
yes.
But no.
Number 4. Batman Arkham City.
Is that the best Arkham game? That's the second one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 3. Kingdom Hearts 2.
Are you Ian?
Yeah, I mean,
did
I
Ian
can't.
Just fucking
I mean,
join
I
our call?
I mean, I can't argue with that. It's a pretty good game.
It's not a real mention for mine.
Number 2, Borderlands 2.
Now that I can work with.
Yeah.
And then, as we talked about in a previous episode, Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Mm. Fridge, I will hold the fucking line with you on that one, dude.
That's fine.
Only Pridge and I will defend Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
Xenoblade Chronicles X. Do you like grinding for hundreds of hours as a requirement for playing a fucking game?
I'd rather
Congratulations,
die.
I mean, this is the
fair,
game for
you. To be
fair,
you can look at 7 of the games in this list and say that same statement to them.
Yeah, it's literally Borderlands, Monster Hunter World.
I have 100 plus hours on, like, 7 of these games.
Yeah,
I have 100 plus hours on 9 of these
games. A lot of them don't require it, though. Xenoblade does.
What I was gonna complain about is, I have 100 plus hours on some of the games on my list, but most of them can be beat within 20 to 30 hours.
Most of those is replay value and not having to complete the game once.
Yeah, these games you can play once and spend 100 hours on them, and I have a big
with that. That's what makes them good.
Look, I don't want to be mean to Xenoblade Chronicles X because the world was mean to Xenoblade Chronicles by not pursing the fuck out of it and worshipping it in the way it deserves. It is on the Wii U.
Mm. I know. It's sad.
Is that the only game on this list that's on the Wii U?
Probably.
I mean, like, only one that's exclusive to the Wii U, yes.
Breath of the Wild
is also on the Wii U.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of these games are also on the Wii U, but they're not, like,
That's the only Wii U exclusive that will be on this list. The only Wii U exclusive that would ever deserve to be on a list like this.
Legitimately, I know so little about the Xenoblade Chronicles franchise that I couldn't even tell you which characters were in X and which ones were not. I'm pretty sure it's not Crom, and it's not the weird brown-haired dude from the other Xenoblade game with the big blue girl who's also a sword.
Rex is that guy's name.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which has trash character design.
Yeah, this is the one that isn't that, right?
This is the one where they intentionally didn't put as much emphasis on characters and the story.
That's right.
They wanted to be more open world.
I do.
And you get to make your own character, and there's giant robots and titties.
I do remember you explaining this game, and that actually made it sound cool, but I couldn't tell you what this game... If I was watching gameplay footage for this game, I wouldn't know what it was. So.
No, you know what makes this game, like, unfortunate? It not being Persona 5. Do you want a 100-hour JRPG that has anime titties and, like, anime feeling and really good combat?
Sorry, I don't have a PS4. God.
Just play Persona and don't even fucking bother with this game.
Oh, I can do both.
Look, I love Xenoblade Chronicles X. I gotta say, Persona 5 is a superior JRPG in every single way. But Xenoblade Chronicles X still kicks ass. Fuck off. And I'm in my list. I know I'm defending Bridge so hard. I'll make it up for it by attacking Borderlands 2, a game that is only fun if you play it multiplayer, and therefore I will give it the same treatment I gave Battlefield 2.
Let's even clarify this more. Borderlands 2 is only fun if you play it multiplayer, where you have both finished the game and know how the game works, or you're both starting new. You can't play this with friends that have already played it. It's not fun. It's miserable. They just run through everything.
Sprinting ahead, yeah.
They sprint through. You just sit there and you try and read some text because some of the writing doesn't suck. Not a lot.
Anthony Birch.
Some of it doesn't. Some of the characters are funny.
Hey, man.
But you know, they're not going to let you.
And two, the writing's really good across the board.
It's not. It's really... It's toilet humor and not even well-written toilet humor.
It's got a lot.
Don't you enjoy South Park games? I don't want to hear you shitting. I don't want to hear you talking down on toilet humor when you play the fucking South Park games.
Listen. I enjoyed the toilet humor of South Park Stick of Truth. I did not enjoy the toilet humor in The Fractured But Whole, which is all around a worse game. Stick of Truth is a fantastically written game, whereas Borderlands 2 is a mediocrely written game with the same type of humor. And if you don't deliver on that, it just comes off as childish.
Rusty, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that from someone who plays South Park games.
Rusty Shackelford in the chat says this is his Steam review. I'm assuming one person found this review helpful. Not recommended. 61 hours on record. 28 and a half when he made the review. Not very good, and it's badly written. But games are fun with friends.
Borderlands 2 is like, get some friends together, shooty shooty, and have a fun time in a co-op shooter, because none of them existed at the time.
Also,
that's it.
The story is better than Borderlands 1, which didn't have a story, so there's that.
Also, I would say only 2.5 of the classes are fun to play as.
I would say that's probably generous. I would say, not counting the DLC mech class, they're all pretty boring. Yeah.
It's a boring co-op shooter in a world.
You guys are bonkers for that opinion. Wow.
It's a co-op shooter from a time when we didn't have co-op shooters, and that's the only reason it was good. But now that the world has advanced technologically, it sucks.
Kingdom Hearts 2 is a pretty good game.
You know what? I thought about this. I can rip Cage 2 because you know what Cage 2 has.
What?
A story that's fucking
Tetsuya Yamamura.
Yes, but I'm gonna leave him be. A story that requires so fucking much external information to actually understand everything that's going on. If you only played Cage 1 and then wandered into Cage 2 thinking, hey, it's the next game in the series, I'll know what's happening, I played the first one, you'll be like, okay, I know what that is. Who's that? What's this? Why is everyone in these coats? What the fuck is a Naminé? Why is Sora asleep?
Who's this not Sora? Why is the intro 3 hours of him skateboarding? Is this Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3?
Yeah, but guys, My Sanctuary.
Oh,
if music could make a game, Nier Automata would be at the top of every single one of our lists.
That's funny. Yeah. didn't think about putting Nier on my list at all. Fuck, whatever. Too late now. Totally would have knocked off Fallout New Vegas. Whatever.
Shit.
See, I'd be much more in agreement with you on that. That last pick.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want from me? Kids choose one of the fucking best games of all
Batman,
time.
Batman Arkham it's City. Not.
It's the best Arkham game. That's all I have to say about that. They're all pretty eh.
I've played none of them. They star Batman. Batman is a boring superhero. That is
all.
That's
true. Wow. They did invent an incredibly important but incredibly boring combat system.
I don't think it invented it. Didn't Assassin's Creed do it first?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed did it first.
I would say Asylum's combat system is a bit more.
Let me interrupt you there. Beyond Good and Evil invented the combat system that was later used by Assassin's Creed.
And that's why Batman Arkham City sucks. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Monster Hunter World.
Kicks ass.
I mean,
doesn't have a story, though.
Yeah, Chris, you're just counterpointing all of your earlier points.
Monster Hunter World kicks ass. It has absolutely no story. It is purely a grind fest. And in fact, when the game makes you play the story, the levels are miserable, and you're just praying for them to end.
I guess it's kind of the same thing as Borderlands 2. We're assuming you have friends who are like in a similar spot as you. It's very fun, but personally, I don't like the combat in Monster Hunter World or Monster Hunter games. I've tried it. On paper, I should love these games because I like the Dark Souls franchise. And it's basically just boss fights with friends from the Dark Souls franchise. But for some reason, it just hasn't done it for me. So it gets nothing. I don't love it. And I know
Monster
I'm in the wrong
Hunter
on
games,
that. But...
No, you're not, because Monster Hunter games haven't changed in like 15 years. You run to a monster, you kill the monster, you go back to a hub, you run to a different monster, you kill the monster.
No, here's the thing.
You go back to a hub.
You run to the same monster and you kill that same monster about 30 more times to make
Even
sure you
better.
Get the right piece so you can get the armor. So then you can fight the one monster a one level higher. It's just a grind fest. Chris, give us your list.
It's somehow more grindy than WoW. Didn't think that was fucking possible.
Yeah, seriously. Also, some of the weapons are basically useless.
Not if you're good.
I'm just talking to use light bow gun like a fucking moron. Fucking Bastion.
Okay.
We all knew it was gonna fucking happen. Yeah, Bloodborne, next.
Okay.
Chrono Trigger.
I did not know you were such a Chrono Trigger fan.
No, I've said it's one of the most important games of all time. Multiple times.
Doesn't mean it's on top 10 list. There's tons of it's on
my second favorite. My second favorite game of all time. What a thrill!
MGS3.
Metal Gear Solid 3. Snake Eater. All right, sorry. Number one game of all time. We all know it. Hold on.
I'm just gonna start writing it now.
It's too far above my head. Transistor.
Oh, I should have turned the black light on for my poster behind me. I forgot.
It's Transistor.
It's Transistor.
Listen, out of I'm just gonna
consult
my spreadsheet
the entire time.
I want to consult my spreadsheet because you know I have played a few hundred different games. There are very few games I have dropped and never picked back up to complete. You know what's on that list? Fucking Transistor.
Yeah, and you're a poorer man for it.
I don't think so. From what I got of the combat, it's not fun. It just isn't.
It's an excellent combat system.
Here's the thing. I'm going to kind of tackle Transistor and Bastion in the same point because I don't want to break your Supergiant Games heart.
Because of the same game. I'm aware.
Yeah,
shut up.
It is the same game. slightly different stories. Here's the thing. Supergiant Games. Very great studio. Obviously, the music coming out of them is fantastic.
Darren Korb deserves a special Academy Award or something.
They're very inventive with their cool storylines, and their art styles are fantastic, yada, yada, yada. But in what fucking world do you think these are top 10 materials, my man? Like, when you're like, oh, Breath of the Wild is the story for Bastion, I literally was like, is it? Because I don't...
Name me here's my
I literally had to look up the story to Bastion to see if you were right or not, and I disagree with you.
It's the same thing down to the fucking Calamity and waking up at the beginning without knowing what's going on.
Bastion, that's it?
Shut up. Name me one thing you do not like about that game.
It's no, here's the thing. It's not that I dislike things about it, it's just like I don't love it in the same way that I love like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Like the gameplay in that game is the gameplay loop in that game is like, huh. And yeah, Bastion, to me, Bastion is literally
Can you read what Rusty's on the chat? Because it fucking got me so good.
They're called Supergiant Games, but their games are kind of only normal sized. To me, Bastion is on the same level as like a Braid, where it's an indie game that came out in a time when indie games weren't like as big as they are today, and everybody stopped and watched as they were like, holy shit, like it's amazing that this small studio made this game. Nowadays, really great indie games come out all the time, and should it be celebrated? Absolutely, 1,000,000,000%.
And you can thank Bastion for that.
And other games, but yes. That being said,
was Bastion influential? Absolutely. No one's going to knock that. But as Zach said, in years since Bastion, indie games have gotten good.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, motherfucker. Not you, Dave. Zach, you want to fucking drag me for like saying a game hasn't aged well but was good at the time? You have fucking Metal Gear Solid 2 in fourth place, motherfucker.
Here's the thing. 2 has aged way better than you think it has. And in fact, I would argue that because Metal Gear Solid... Because Metal Gear Solid 3 is bogged down with the having to go into the menu and put on the different shit, and you don't have to do that in MGS2, I think it's a better game for it.
I don't mind that in MGS3.
I think that shit's annoying.
It's part of the game.
Well, clearly Chris doesn't mind it because MGS3 is fucking number 2 game.
Yeah, that's my major complaint about that game is the having to pause every other goddamn second and be like, oh shit, I moved into a ground that's slightly different. Let me change my fucking shit. Okay, I'm just going to crawl through. Okay, I got to try and not kill guys because then the fight with the Sorrow is going to take 27 years because I killed everybody. Yeah. Jesus.
You know what? You got me on that
Jesus
one.
Jesus God. That is the most
the sorrow in the end can both.
Yeah, also off. The end. We literally just complained about this. The end is.
Well, I mean, the sorrow and the bees. A minute ago. They can all fuck off.
Okay, the bees aren't that big of a deal. You keep on
you
the
know
bees.
What? Actually, no,
I don't think the bee boss is hard. I just think it's fucking stupid that the bees are
dumb.
A boss.
Actually, it is dumb. I will say this. I'm thinking about this now. The like boss villains in this game, which throughout all the Metal Gear Solid games are very cool and iconic. I think this one actually has my least favorite of those like character boss fights because I don't.
You clearly didn't play 4 then.
Okay, I'm not counting 4 because it's just a weird. It's its own thing.
Four is a movie, count. Not a game.
Yeah.
but guys, it's got Vlad. Everyone loves Vlad.
I mean, here's the thing: the fights with Ocelot, great, but like the fear, the pain. Is it the fury? I actually don't enjoy those fights that much. They're really cool characters, but the fights are kind of okay. Whereas I feel like the boss fights in 2 actually stand up and are fun. Chrono Trigger, can't argue with it. It's my number one, so fine. Bloodborne.
We already bashed on Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, Bloodborne, it's maybe not even the best Dark Souls game.
It is by far the best Dark Souls
I know,
game.
And I knew you
did you play Sekiro?
It's Sekiro's not as good as Bloodborne, I'll say that.
I haven't played any of the Souls games.
Also,
so like, I don't have any...
Sekiro, the thing is, like, the argument there is that Bloodborne is further away from a Souls game, and then I would say Sekiro is even further away than that. So, like, some people are like, oh, I don't count Bloodborne, it's not a Souls game.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't have Souls in the title, it can't be a Souls game.
Bloodborne is so fucking good, they renamed the genre to Soulsborne.
Yeah, I mean it's fine.
Did
it's
not they called, really though.
I mean, most people refer to it as a Soulsborne.
Some
I would
people
say.
Do, yeah.
Souls-like is also common. Yeah.
Did people really use Soulsborne? Because it's the same game
it's
by
a
the
shitty
same
name.
People.
It's a shitty name.
but I feel like it is the most common term used for those games.
It's Bloodborne is pretty good. I don't. It didn't. Listen, haven't made a Bloodborne 2 yet. That's all I'm trying to say, man. We got 3 Dark Souls.
Hey, Pridge, real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, 2 of them suck yep. ass.
Do Dark Souls and Souls-like, are they good games?
The first Dark Souls is a piece of shit. That's all I can tell you.
No, Pridge. Just answer the question with a yes or
Pridge,
no.
Pridge, just go off.
I'm not going to talk about games I haven't played. The first Dark Souls is a piece of shit game. I cannot say anything else about the other ones.
That's fine.
It started a horrible trend of people thinking that like a lack of gaming difficulty was like some amazingly new thing, but I can't attest to their gameplay besides saying that the first one sucks ass.
Any plugs?
Check out our video on Ubisoft and what's been going on with them this year. It's pretty bad. I mean, they're pretty bad. The video's pretty good. That's all I can say on that.
Ubisoft's bad. The video's good. It somehow became outdated twice in 2 days. Yep. So thank you, Ubisoft, yeah, for proving the point.
Also, comments on all our videos. Who's like, this is outdated 1 day later. I'm so sorry.
Quick shout out. The newest guy to be ousted as a pretty shitty person was the creator of Beyond Good and Evil.
I know.
I just saw that. Yeah.
I know.
I saw this morning, I guess. How's that fucking sequel coming?
I don't want to talk about it. Chris, you have a shout out. Let's move
Tales on. From Runeterra is a weekly D&D podcast which takes place in Fridge's number 10 pick, League of Legends universe, which you can read all about.
See, which of these games do we have a D&D campaign based on? Argument resolved. Check, please.
If only the fucking game's lore was anything interesting outside of context.
Let's write a Kingdom Hearts D&D campaign.
Oh, I'd actually rather fucking.
I'd
rather die. I would legitimately rather die.
You cave in fucking Bell's head with your bare hands. Roll initiative as Beast fights you.
All right.
Check out Tales from Runeterra. I work very hard on it. It's a cool thing that we do.
Tales from Runeterra is weekly every Wednesday. We do it live at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, or on YouTube the following week. Now, Pridge, do you have anything?
No.
All right. Cool. That's it for Around the Controller. If you like the show, give us a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, come join us on the stream Fridays at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Usually we had some tech issues this week. Sorry about that. that's really it. So have a good weekend, our live watchers. Otherwise, have a great rest of your week. This has been Around the Controller. Peace out.
Peace. Bye.